All right, I love it. It's KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. It is 9 a.m. on Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. We're going to help you all get in a great Friday state of mind here. This is Flossie Lee and the Bettys. Happy Friday, folks. Welcome to the program. It is Open Mic Radio. It's February 21st, Friday in 2020. I love to say 2020. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands. We have live in-studio performances and a rundown of weekly musical events around the area. This week, we're trying to raise a little money, too. My name is Mike Hagan. It's good to be here with you. Glad you're here with me. Hello out there. Welcome to the show. Nice winter morning. Looks like a nice couple of days, maybe a little rain on Sunday, but hey, one day at a time, right? Enjoy the day. Either way, I'm pretty jazzed about the show this morning. I have with me in the studio, and I'm delighted to have Flossie Lee and the Bettys. We're going to talk with these ladies a little bit and learn a little bit about the band and their music. And they're going to play some songs for us as we just showcase for you. To start the show there, and we'll have some fun like we do every week on Open Mic Radio. We'll do a rundown of some of the things that are happening around town tonight and tomorrow, maybe a little bit on Sunday as well. Lots to do out there in Columbia this weekend, so pick something, get out there and enjoy it. Have some fun this weekend, okay? Swing on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway. The doors are open, and we'd love to say hello to you. There's nothing better than having some fans come down and say hi to me and the gang while we're doing live radio here on Friday morning. Before we get too busy, though, a big thank you to Effie Lillig. I was away last week, and by the way, a big thank you And a shout out to my friend, colleague here at the station as well, the one and only Eric P. does a fantastic show on Tuesday mornings directly after Radio Orbit, which is another show that I produce and host on Monday nights. Eric sat in for me last week while I was away in Colorado, and I sure appreciate that. Thank you, Eric. And yeah, from 2 to 5:30 a.m. on Tuesday mornings, you can catch Eric P's Sound Legacy. He brings you fantastic music with some context every, well, I was going to say Monday night, but I guess it's early Tuesday morning. All right, check out Eric, 2 to 5:30 Tuesday mornings. Anyway, thank you to Effie Lillig as well. Effie was here 2 weeks ago. She's a charming young singer-songwriter, and I think she's got great things ahead of her. What a beautiful voice, and she's writing some really nice songs too. So check her out if you get the chance, Effie Lillig. All right, let's see if we can get these ladies to play us another song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit. What do you think?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Once again, everybody, this is Flossie Lee and the Bettys. It's Mike and Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 on the dial, and streaming all around this pretty blue planet at www.kopn.org. All right, what are you going to play for us?
This is a song that we wrote. It's called Murder Ballad Number 1.
All right. Once again, Flossie Lee and the Bettys. Fantastic. Wonderful stuff. All right.
Thank you.
This morning, my guest in the studio with me, Flossie Lee and the Bettys. Let's say hello and see if we can get an introduction to the band members here. Who we have over here on my left? This is Flossie Lee by other name.
So I'm Flossie Lee, also known as Erica.
All right. We got Erica here playing a nice little Taylor GS Mini. I recognize it because I have one too. It's one of my favorite guitars. That's awesome. All right, Erica, where are you from?
I'm from Columbia.
Yeah? Why don't you get closer to that microphone if you don't mind?
Yeah. I'm from Columbia. I guess I'm a Bruin.
Yeah. All right. And then over here, Susan, we have on guitar as well and doing some vocals. Susan, where are you from?
I'm from Columbia now. I grew up in Sedalia, but I'm a transplant. This is home now.
Okay. And back here in the corner on the drum?
Yeah, I'm Emily, and I'm from Columbia too. Grew up in St. Louis, but been here about 12 years. So.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's ask about your background, Erica. Music. You have music in the family. How'd you get into becoming a musician?
I have no music background. I went to school for sculpture, so I'm an artist in that sense. About 6 years ago, I actually had a friend who had a GS Mini, and she passed it to me and said, "Hold this." And then she said, "Don't hold it like that, play it." And here I am, 6 years later.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you did. That's awesome. All right. Susan, what about you? You got any musical background, family, friends, training, et cetera?
I do. I was always a singer. I actually went to school for music and theater, and then I spent several years with my guitar in the closet, sort of literally and figuratively, and about a year ago, Eric encouraged me to get it back out, so it's been a great year.
How did the two of you meet?
Through Emily, really. Huh. Friends of friends. We just kept running each other at parties. We thought, all our friends are friends, let's be friends.
Six degrees of Columbia.
isn't that the truth, right? All right, so Emily, what about your background musically?
Always a fan, but not trained in anything.
Mm-hmm. When did you start playing the drum?
Oh, gosh. It was a New Year's Eve party, and there was a kid's drum set there, and I just kind of sat down at it and just started banging away, and it felt really good. And then Eric P., my husband, bought me a drum set. And so...
How awesome.
Yeah. So he really encouraged me to start playing more.
All right. Very cool. So how did the three of you connect then?
Susan and I have known each other for over 20 years. We did AmeriCorps together, and during those times, we had a lot of campfire playing. And then when I moved to Columbia, my husband introduced me to Erica, because they were also longtime friends.
Even back then, Emily would always show up with her bag of tricks, which was usually a huge bag of random percussion instruments.
Yeah.
A bunch of people after some libations would get their hands on, and we had a good old time.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of shakers.
All right, so for the people who are listening, you don't have the visual I do, so I will tell you that we've got Susan on guitar, we've got Erica on guitar. They're both doing the vocals. I guess Erica is a little bit more of the lead vocalist, would you say, or not? I guess different...
Susan does harmony, thankfully.
And all right, great. And then back here in the corner, we got Emily on the skin. Mm-hmm. So I also want to say hi to my friend Memphis Chris Robinson. He stopped in to see us this morning, and he's got something going on. Chris, stand up and grab a mic real fast if you don't mind. Also, I want to mention that we are in the middle of our semi-annual fund drive. We're trying to raise some money for the radio station this week. And if you like what you're hearing on KOPN, in particular, if you like what you hear on this radio show, i.e. wonderful live music every Friday morning to get you in an awesome mood for the weekend, please consider a donation to KOPN. You can get a hold of us here at 573-874-5676. There are plenty of people out there that are dancing around while we're playing music and also waiting for the phones to ring. And you can support this wonderful stuff that we get here at KOPN. Thanks to Jamie. I appreciate it for the pledge this morning. Thank you very much. Everybody else, get on that line. Call us, 573-874-5676. Show your support for Open Mic Radio and for KOPN Columbia. You can also donate securely online at kopn.org if you don't want to get on the phone while you're listening to this wonderful music. All right, do it online. We've got a lot of wonderful premiums, bonus gifts that you can get if you make a donation to the station here. In particular, the Africa Fest special. Today only, any donation of $60 or more, you will receive a free ticket to Africa Fest in addition to the standard thank you gift of your choice. There's a limited number of these tickets remaining. Give me a call now, 573-874-5676. Once again, that's a bonus Africa special, a ticket to the Africa Fest That is a performance celebrating the art and culture of Africa at the Missouri Theater on Saturday, February 22nd. That's tomorrow. So you don't have a lot of time to get these, all right? Give us a call. $60 gets you your regular premium plus a ticket to the Africa Fest, okay? Once again, thanks to Jammy for the pledge. All right, Memphis Chris, grab that green microphone. What's up, my brother?
What's up?
Oh, man, I'm just rocking and rolling this morning. I'm so glad we got the girls here jamming. They're fantastic.
They're great. They're great.
I'm trying to put together a CD. I think I told you this. I'm going to grab some of the best recordings from Open Mic Radio that I've gotten over the last year and a half or so and try to put together a record,
right.
You know, and then use it as a benefit or a fundraiser or something for the station. But for the musicians that are out there, including the ladies that are in the house with me today, all this stuff is recorded, and, you know, we get a very high-quality recording out of the studio here, so we'll try to give you a breather, or, you know, take a second or two at the end of the song and let it ring out, because, you know, if we get a good recording of something, we'll put it on a record maybe someday. So, anyway, go ahead, Chris, yeah.
You let me come down and sort of tell people about what's going on tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
At Cafe Berlin, there's a fundraiser for the Columbia Experimental Music Festival. Which is awesome. I went for the first time last year, formerly known as Dismal Niche. Mm-hmm. And tonight there will be a, along with Thomas Sallings, who's a buddy of mine, goes by Lonesome Pines.
Yes, yes.
But this will be a sort of in the spirit of the Columbia Experimental Music Festival. A lot of helping us to listen to music and maybe perceive music differently. What I mean by that, we'll be experimenting with a lot of soundscapes, sort of expanding the envelope of what might be considered to be music. Is that weird? I don't know. It will be weird, as a matter of fact. And and there will be sort of a community orchestra jam of sorts. Mm-hmm. Where just about everybody will be invited to participate. There will be some instructions.
What's your role at the thing?
Well, my role is sort of sandwiched in the middle. I have a new project called Yellow Dog Railroad. I was originally from Sedalia. I moved to Memphis, Tennessee when I was 18. Lived there in Memphis for about 12 years. Was basically a professional blues musician. Played on Beale Street for a number of years. Led a house band on a club on Beale Street.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is sort of, I for a period of time I listened to nothing. I grew up listening to a lot of mainly rock and roll. Then I discovered blues. Listened to blues for a few years, and then I discovered Jimi Hendrix, and my life suddenly made sense. This I will be getting in touch with my. I'm a harmonica player, by the way.
Yes.
And a singer.
And a damn good one.
Thank you. So tonight I will be getting in touch with my inner Jimi Hendrix. I haven't gone electric in a while, but my amp will be out. I'll have a few. Effects pedals. What?
It's perfect for the experimental festival. Yeah. I love it.
So, yeah. But we'll be. I've always had an affinity for one chord music, in the tradition of James Brown or North Mississippi, Hill Country. You know, from R.L. Burnside to Junior Kimbrough.
I love Junior Kimbrough. Yeah.
So I'm influenced a lot by kind of some late '60s, early '70s Miles Davis. But we'll be. Yellow Dog Railroad will be doing a lot with one chord, African rhythms, and drone. A lot of drone. So
All right, so let's talk about when and where. Once again, Cafe Berlin tonight.
Cafe Berlin tonight. It'll start about, the whole thing will start about 8 o'clock, Yellow Dog Railroad, 9:30 sharp.
Okay.
And just come on down.
Tickets and all that, I guess, there or on the door or online, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Sounds like fun. There's going to be a lot of great stuff happening tonight. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Stick around if you can, okay? All right, that's Memphis Chris, his new project, Yellow Dog Railroad, which I am not familiar with. I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward.
This is the first gig.
Well, I'm going to come out and see you guys, and then I'm going to go and see Flossie Lee and the Bettys. I got a bunch of places I'm going to jump around to tonight. It's going to be a busy night of music, I think, tonight. So,
lucky they're close by.
Yeah, that's awesome. Right across the street there. Fantastic. All right. Okay, so let's get back to Erica and Susan and Emily here. Erica, let's talk a little bit about influences. Let's talk about songwriting, I guess, and then we'll talk about influences. Do you guys write together or?
It's a definitely a group effort. I think songs come to me, or sometimes I spend time like trying to write a song, like the next song I'm going to play for you. I went to Phoenix in January with the intention to write a song, and it came out. And so I write the lyrics and the chords and a little bit of the structure, and then we get together as a band. And Susan, I definitely give her props. She's much of our producer, kind of how to present the song as an entire story. So she's really helpful with that. And Emily does Emily. We have another band, Nate.
His Emily does Emily.
she does her own thing, and we let her do it, and it's great. We don't want to mess with her story. We have another bandmate named Tim Gibbons. He is not here.
That's right, yeah.
He's repping Patchwork in St. Louis today, so
okay.
We want to definitely put a shout-out to him. He's our mandolin player, and he definitely brings some of the mystery to these songs that are kind of eerie.
Mm-hmm. All right, fantastic. Who do you like? Give me an idea of some of your influences that you know make a difference in your songs.
I grew up listening to like Johnny Cash and Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty, and then just I got older, kind of got into alt country, and then actually Joel Watson, who's in River Ghost Review, introduced me to just music, like all kinds of music all the time. So I definitely think probably one of my biggest influences for my music and what I write is Lucinda Williams.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, she's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I like a lady named Mary Gaucher as well. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. They're kind of cut from the same cloth, but both just fantastic.
Absolutely.
So. All right, wonderful. We'll do one more quick question here, and then I'm going to have you play another song if you would, okay?
Yeah.
Where'd the name come from?
So Flossie Lee is my grandmother's name. So, you know, my first record player was her record player. I kind of gave it a kickstart to get it to go, but I got all these great country albums from her, and it's just such a good name. I just had to keep it going. So
Flossie Lee and the Bettys. I like it. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming down here this morning, ladies. I'm having a great time. Let's do another piece of music for the listeners out there. Okay. And while you're listening to the ladies here, you can give us a call at 573-874-5676 and show your support for the radio station and for this program. All right, what are you going to do for us?
This is that song I just told you about. I was in Phoenix and looking at the landscape and thinking about the desert and what it's like there and wishing that some of that was here in Missouri. And just ran into someone and it created this song.
I'm going to have Memphis help me out on the microphone a little bit here. Yeah, drag that down a little bit. Yeah, right about there is great, Chris.
Perfect.
There you go.
So this song is Looking for the Desert, and it's really new. I was nervous to play it today, but Loretta here, like I said, she's the producer.
All right, well, we're looking forward to hearing it. Once again, everybody, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, on the web at kopn.org. And this is Flossie Lee and the Bettys.
In the desert, there are small trees. In the desert, there are small trees. I've been looking for the desert. I've been looking for the desert.
wishing I could bring it all back home. Wishing I could bring you all back home. I was looking for a glass tall and full. I was looking for a glass tall and full. You held the cold night in your dark hair. Freckles swept across your pale face like grains of sand. My heart skipped a beat when you held my hand. I've been looking for the desert. I've been looking for the desert. Wishing I could bring it all back home. Wishing I could bring you all back home. Place his purse and he said this is home. He told stories of the Far East and the 101. With pale blue eyes that had traveled in past lives. And the only heat in this winter was in my heart when I said goodbye. I've been looking for the desert. I've been looking for the desert. Wishing I could bring it all back home. Wishing I could bring you all back home. Wishing I could bring it all back home. Wishing I could bring you all back home.
Oh, yeah. Wow. What a beautiful song. What a beautiful song. How long ago did you write that, Erica?
I started it late January, and I just finished it probably 2 weeks ago.
Wow, it's lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing it. All right. Let's say welcome back to the program. It's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. I got kind of in a daze there listening to that. It kind of put me in a little
It gives me chills.
I got to get back to business here. So, okay, I am doing a radio show, and it is called Open Mic Radio. It's on the web at openmicradio.com. No, it isn't. It's mikehagan.com if you want to find my site. And just click on the little button that says Open Mic Radio, and you can listen to all these old programs if you missed something in the past. Maybe there was an artist that was on this show, and there have been a bunch of them that you'd like to hear doing what the ladies are doing this morning. You can go check out the archives, and everything that I've done is up there on the web at mikehagan.com. And of course, we're streaming on the web at kopn.org this morning. We're also trying to raise a little bit of money for the station. The number is 573-874-5676. If you'd like to help out and show your support for this program and for the wonderful musicians that appear on the program every week, I'm so thrilled to be able to do it. And it's a great honor, actually, to get to meet and talk to people like yourselves. And it's also a great opportunity for the local people that live around here to get to hear music that they haven't heard before. So that's why I do it, both for me and for everybody else. But I love doing it, and I sure couldn't do it if Chris and Emily and Susan and Erica and people like that didn't come down and do it with me. So I also have somebody on the line here. This is probably Dave, maybe Justin. Either way, we'll say hi. Welcome to Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
Hey, yeah, it's Dave. I'm just sitting up here on the bluff playing my guitar and listening to OFX.
All right, put your headphones on, ladies, if you want to hear a little bit of comedy. Anyway, it is Dave Dernley, even though it's not. It's Justin Hickerson doing his best Dave Dernley impression, but I appreciate the try anyway, Jess.
It was my best. I stood there in the mirror all morning. Sitting there. What would Dave be doing right now?
Right now, he's sitting on the bluff looking out over the river and petting his dog, and probably got something burning somewhere near him.
I know. Been thinking about just his general disdain for society at large. So.
All right. What about you, my friend? How are you?
I'm all right. I am. I'm looking forward to a wonderful morning and afternoon of swapping out a alternator on a Dodge Ram pickup truck.
Well, you're the man to do it. I know that much.
Yeah, it went out here at my shop, which I'm just ecstatic that that's where it happened, because happened at the very end of a trip to Topeka.
Wow!
I'm so glad that this truck did not lose its alternator power in Topeka.
Yeah, I'm glad it happened here too. Hey, you want to stick around on the phone while I go through some of the events that are happening tonight and tomorrow, and maybe you can chime in?
Oh yeah.
All right, I'm going to start with Rose Music Hall, because the show tonight is directly related to the show this morning. And tonight at Rose, we have a tribute to Bruce Springsteen by River Ghost Review, and they're going to be performing the entire album of Nebraska. But we have special guests, Mr. David Dernley, who I'm hoping to have on the line here at some point. If not, we'll just have Justin do his David impression. And also Flossie Lee and the Bettys, who are with me this morning. So let's ask the ladies a little bit about the show tonight, and they can tell us what's happening.
So River Ghost Review is headlining, covering Springsteen's Nebraska. They usually try every few years to do an album in its entirety, and they were nice enough to ask us to play with them and Dave. And I'll give a little shout out to Will Salisbury. He will be playing with them tonight, I'm sure, on one of his favorite Bruce songs. And he really was the first person that gave me a chance with music, and I do vocals on a few of his albums, and he has been a big supporter of me doing this. So yeah, check Will out tonight with River Ghost Review.
Okay.
What band is Will Salisbury in? Is he in Money for Guns?
That's correct.
That's correct. I know that guy.
Yep. And also, fun fact here, Joel Watson, who is in River Ghost Review with Robert Watson and Nick Garman and, Andy. I don't know his last name. But anyway, Joel and Will used to be in a band together in college called the Frustrated Bachelors.
Wow. There's plenty of them out there. Right?
Wow.
Especially in college.
You know, I was in three or four bands like that.
I think you still are.
Yeah, no, it's a solo project.
Oh, Justin, I love you. Oh, my God. All right. So tonight, that's going to be fantastic. River Ghost Review performing Springsteen's Nebraska. You also have Flossie Lee and the Bettys, and that's going to be great. I was unfamiliar with your music, and I'm very impressed. I love what you're doing. And they'll be happening tonight as well with Mr. David Dernley. And Dave's always a thrill to see, and will always bring something good for you. So, all right. What else we got going? Tonight at The Note, we've got William Clark Green and the Flatland Cavalry. We know what's happening at Berlin. We've got the fundraiser for Dismal Niche / the Columbia Electronic
Experimental
Music
Festival.
Well, they have like a festival every other week.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Yeah. But although, you know, I saw this dude who played guitar that Undo Mokhtar for the last time at the holy smokes.
Yeah.
So I featured him on Orbit a couple weeks ago. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, he basically headlined the Columbia Experimental Music Festival last year.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff that Yellow Dog Railroad tonight is inspired by some of that.
So. Okay. All right, yeah, it's going to be great. So that's a lot of great stuff that you could do tonight, a lot of potentials for tonight. So the free jam tonight, there's a Mondo February free jam and the fundraiser for Dismal Niche Columbia Experimental Music Festival. That's at Cafe Berlin at the Blue Note. I told you about William Clark and the Flatland Cavalry. Memphis Chris is out the door. Have a great time tonight. I'll see you later tonight, okay, Chris? Thanks for coming down, man. You know, Coopers does some stuff over the weekend. Hey, Justin, are you playing this weekend?
Yeah, it will be a little shameless self-promotion here. Paul Weber and the Scrappers are playing at Dive Bar tomorrow from 10 to 12.
I love it.
I'm going to go ahead and mark that one off my bucket list. I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait to see it. You know, I love the Scrappers, and believe it or not, they've done some really cool shows down there at the Dive Bar over the last few months. I appreciate their effort
Georgia Lee, I think, has taken over the booking for that, and they're doing some really cool shows down there.
Yeah, she's doing a great job, and I like the fact that they're doing music down there. So, all right, so that's happening tomorrow night. You got Paul Weber and the Scrappers featuring the wonderful Justin Hickerson on the drum kit. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Roachport General Store tonight. It looks like we have... where's my calendar? There it is. February 21st, Norm Rubling Band. Nobody playing tonight. Wait, no, today is the 21st. Nobody playing tomorrow? No, they are. Mr. Fun. I have no idea what I'm talking about right now. So, tonight at the Roachport General Store, the Norm Rubling Band. Tomorrow, Mr. Fun. All right. Cooper's Landing. Cooper's doing some stuff over the weekends now during the winter, since they got a little indoor action happening down there now. Michael Cochran with D. Clinton Thompson. That's tomorrow from 6:30 to 9. And... no, I take that back. That's tonight from 6:30 to 9. And tomorrow afternoon, you've got open mic hosted by Pippa Letsky. And Pippa will be here on the program with me sometime in the next month or so. And a couple other things to talk about. Look at Eastside now, because Eastside once in a while has music. I don't think they're doing anything this weekend. Hey, Justin, have you ever done a show down there at Eastside?
You know, I had, but it has been years and years and years. It was back, like... 2012.
Yeah, back when they were doing more regular music.
Yeah, so not in this new wave of shows that JP's been putting on. I've attended 3 or 4.
Yeah, he's made the difference over there, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they were good. So, I just nearly swallowed my tongue.
I've been doing a little of that this morning as well.
But I like that... I like that JT's pulling, you know, trying to get some bigger name bands coming through there and trying to kind of get the show scene there at Eastside kind of rejuvenated.
Yep, no doubt about it.
I think it's good. I think the more places to play, the merrier.
All right, my brother. Well, I'm going to say goodbye, and I will catch up with you maybe later this afternoon, I hope. If not, I'll see you tomorrow night for the Scrapper Show, okay?
Yeah, you got it. I'll be down there at Rose tonight, too. So I'll see you, Erica and Susan and Emily.
Fantastic, brother. I appreciate you calling.
See you there.
See
you. All right. See you guys.
All right. Bye. All right. That's the Grassmaster himself, the wonderful Justin Hickerson. And you can catch him tomorrow night with the fantastic traditional country music that Paul and the Scrappers bring, but they're doing some really cool stuff and have been for a few years now. Paul Weber and the Scrappers tomorrow night at the Dive Bar. One last thing, I'll tell you that there is open mic at Fretboard Coffee tonight as well. They do that on the third Friday of every month, and that is tonight. So if you want to do some open mic action, you can get that down at Fretboard Coffee tonight. And if you want to hear open mic radio, you do that here on KOPN every Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning, like you're doing this week. Now we're going to see if we can get another song from Flossie Lee and the Bettys for us. We were getting a little tight on time, and I want to get at least two more in here, so we'll see if the ladies will get out their instruments and play another one for us. Hey, do you have any aspirations for recording? I'm sure you do. Any plans or anything like that, Erica?
No, nothing set in the books, but definitely there's always plans to do that. It's just we're all being pretty full, busy lives, so just taking the time to do that. But we talked about that this year, hopefully.
Uh-huh. Do you have a lot of material? Are you a prolific writer, or do you write sporadically, or tell me a little bit about that?
I'd say I write a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Emily chiming in.
Erica is always wanting to share a new song with us.
Very cool.
And shares it with us in very various methods, whether it's sending a video or having us gather around and play it live or, yeah.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. What do you got for us?
So I think Susan's going to take the mic on this one. I'll let her do the talking.
We're going to do a cover, Goodnight Irene. A lot of people are familiar with that one. And this one's fun for me because I finally got Erica to learn to sing harmony, which is great because it's kind of a lot of pressure to be in that role all the time. So we started playing together and she was like, "Oh, that harmony you sing, how do you do that? I want to learn." And at that point, you didn't sing a lick of harmony. And I didn't know how to teach somebody, so.
Well, it's a skill. I think people who don't sing probably don't understand how hard it is because, and I love harmony, I love good harmonies, and I pay attention when I hear them. And when I talk to people about learning them, it's interesting because they could do it fine by themselves, but it's the fact that the other person will throw the other person off. I know plenty of people that can sing really well by themselves, but if you throw a harmonizer on behind them, it screws them up completely. Mm-hmm. And it's much more difficult than people think, I imagine.
It is. So I like this song because Erica now can do it all. And we started, so I learned singing harmony sitting next to this lady named Velma in a little gospel church. So we started by singing some gospel song. I think we maybe did Jesus Loves Me and Silent Night.
Oh,
and
God, it was just me
saying again, until she got it. And then look at it now.
All right, well, let's hear it.
Saturday night I got married. Me and my man settled down. Now me and my man have parted. Gonna take a stroll downtown. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Sometimes I live in the country, sometimes I live in the town, sometimes I have a great notion to jump in the river and drown. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Rich, you're rambling and gambling. at night. Go home to your wife and children. Sit down by the fireside bright.
Excellent. What a lovely cover of that. All right. Good night, Irene. I used to say that as a, like when I was leaving the door, I think of parties and things. Uh-huh. I think I've said that many times. Good night, Irene. I'm out of here.
I thought you said Hardee's there for a second.
All right. Erica, grab that microphone. Get a little bit closer if you don't mind. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the local music scene. You are familiar, I think, with a lot of the men and women that play around town, mm-hmm. and now you're kind of getting into the scene yourself. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could share a little bit about what you've gathered by, you know, doing that. What's it like, and is it friendly and fun, or is it difficult?
You know, it's really friendly and fun. A lot of support from everyone that we meet, whether it's, you know, being invited to open for shows or, you know, playing at parties, at friends' houses, or even just meeting people who just want to play music and just jam together. And, you know, I have a group of people that I play with that they just push me to be a better guitar player. And, you know, I know a lot of these people because I've been going to these shows, so it's fun to be, like, a part of the action now.
Susan, what do you feel about the local scene?
I've always loved the local music scene. I lived here in town about 10 years ago and spent a lot of time walking downtown and hearing shows. And then I lived out of town for about 8 years. So a year ago when I moved back in, it's just been really great to reconnect not only to the music scene, but all those lovely Columbia people that support local music.
Yeah. Emily?
Yeah, I'm not as social maybe as other people, but I have found that when we do meet people, it's a fun conversation immediately. And also being here, Mike, we really appreciate this. And talking about community radio, this is one place where we can really feel the support of the community, not just because of your hospitality and everyone else here, but because we know we're talking to a bunch of our friends right now.
That's right. That's right. It really is. It's a family affair down here. So I send the thoughts right back to you, Emily. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. You seen anything good lately? Favorite shows? Tell me what you like to see. I'm not trying to put you on the spot because you're like, oh, I mean, there's 10 people and I don't want to.
Can we talk about upcoming shows?
Absolutely.
Coulter Wall is coming to Columbia in a couple weeks.
Yeah, Emily doesn't know it yet, but we're going to take her to Kevin Morby for her birthday. Sweet. At the Record Bar in Kansas City.
Surprise!
Wow, she knows it now. The big reveal on Open Mic Radio.
I mean, I really just said that because I want to know if she wants to go.
I think from her reaction,
yes.
She wants to go. Fantastic. All right. How about a dream lineup? Who would you like to do a show with?
Oh, God, this all makes me so nervous. man, you know, if I could play with one person, it'd probably be Blaze Foley.
Wow. Huh. Interesting.
He really is an influence for me, too. Just him singing songs oftentimes with just one chord and moving his voice around and just real simple. And, yeah, I'd love to play with him.
Mm. All right. Nice. What about you, Sue?
I'd love to sing with Willie Nelson.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, my time may be running out. I saw him a couple years ago, and I've just always had the biggest love for him.
He's quite an amazing gentleman, for sure.
Yeah, he is.
I think his most recent record was called Last Man Standing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard any of
the tracks.
The title track's fantastic, and it's just as good as many of his older things, I think. He's still a remarkable writer. So, all right. Emily, who you want to jam with?
The Yellow Dog Railroad. That sounds really interesting, actually.
I'm telling you, Chris is I mean, he's a pro.
Yeah.
Absolute pro.
Yeah, I'm completely intrigued, and I've always wanted to be a part of that experimental music festival, so I think I'm going to have to check that out.
You might check it out tonight. Yeah. Go on over there before you guys play or mm-hmm. something, you know?
We'll see about that. Well,
don't tell Dave.
All right. Let's see. What's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you while you've been doing a show?
The windstorm.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
We played...
You're both like, oh, yeah.
We played at Coopfest in September, mm-hmm. I think it was. And it was kind of iffy weather. But we're playing on. We're going for it. And we were up on the stage. And all of a sudden, we were kind of playing an emotional song.
And we're just giving a shout out.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, this wind kicked up. And, you know, you're right on the river, and so that wind is just blowing across the water. And then all of a sudden, we're on the stage, so we're kind of protected, but you see everybody in the crowd getting pummeled with sand and rocks and leaves, and we just kept playing through.
We were spitting.
Yeah.
Sand in their mouth.
Oh, my God. I love it. All right. I think we got... Well, I don't know who it is. We'll find out. Maybe put your headphones back on, ladies. We've got another phone call here, and we'll say welcome to Open Mic Radio. Hi, who's this?
This is Justin Hickerson. How you guys doing?
Hi, Dave. How are you, my friend? Dave Durnley for all the folks out there. How are you, David?
I'm great, man. I've been up all night plowing snow.
For a minute, I was like, wait, was he helping? Wait, no, okay, no.
I'll tell you what, I'm worn out, but we've got the Rose parking lot completely clear, so come on out.
Well, I know you were up late last night, but you weren't plowing snow, I don't think.
Hey, the girls sound great, man.
Don't they sound great?
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I think they're going to be sounding good tonight as well, and you're going to be on the bill tonight, too. Why don't you mention a little bit about what you're doing tonight, Dave?
Well, I'm just going to play a couple of my, croak a few of my songs to get things rolling and turn it over to Flossie Lee and the Bettys, and then the River Ghost Boys are going to do their thing with, you know, the Springsteen songs. And, you know, I don't know, who doesn't like Springsteen's Nebraska? I'm a, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, yeah. But,
well, there's nothing else to say about that.
You know? All right. Well, it's going to be a great show tonight. I hope to see you down there. You got anything else going this weekend?
Justin already told you about the Paul Weber's thing tomorrow night.
Yep, so. Scrappers playing tomorrow night, of course.
Yeah, Dave's I got to work all weekend, so you guys have fun out there while we're working. So.
Dave Durnley, of course, playing guitar for Paul Weber and the Scrappers as well. That's What do you got planned for the show tomorrow night? Any new material or any surprises?
Well, we have some ideas for some embryonic, you know, stage of Scrappers 3, but now we're playing our old standbys and probably a couple of homosexual songs and, you know, some stuff like that. So it'll be fun, though. So
I'm sure it will, and I'm going to join in on it. So I will see you probably not tonight, but I'll probably catch up with you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Well, we'll see you. Catch you somewhere.
All right, David. Take care. I appreciate the call.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. Once again, Dave Durnley there. And you can catch Dave tonight opening the show for the Springsteen tribute, River Ghost Review. We'll be wrapping that up with Flossie Lee and the Bettys in between. Great stuff tonight that'll be happening down there at Rose Music Hall. All right. We're going to get the ladies to play one more song for us here, I think. Mm-hmm. And then we will get ready to say hi to Diana Moxon. And speaking of the arts, Diana does a wonderful show every Friday after this program, and she'll be doing that in just about 5 minutes. Stick around for Diana. And speaking of the arts, I'll be here running the board for Diana, and we'll be doing a cool show on arts in mid-Missouri. All right. But before that, we are going to get one more song from Flossie Lee and the Bettys here, and see what they have for us. What do you got, Erica?
Just a little taste of hopefully what you'll see this evening.
Very good. Once again, Flossie Lee and the Bettys, you can see them tonight, Rose Music Hall. The doors are at 7 o'clock. Show starts at 8. Dave Durnley opening things, Flossie Lee and the Bettys following up, and then River Ghost Review doing a wonderful performance of Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. Going to be a great show tonight. All right, ladies, let's do it.
Girl, is your daddy home? Go all the way and leave you all alone. that I do. Ooh, I can take you higher. Ooh, I'm on fire. Like someone took a knife, maybe a gene hole, cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. Sometimes I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Ooh, I'm on fire. I'm on fire. Ooh, I got a bad desire.
Little sample of what you might be hearing this evening, all right? Tribute to Bruce Springsteen happening tonight. River Ghost Review, Flossie Lee and the Bettys, Dave Dernley. Check that out. Rose Music Hall tonight, 7 o'clock doors, 8 o'clock show. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming down. Did I miss anything? Anything else you want to talk about? How about contact information if people want to get in touch with you or if they want to find out about you or get you to play a show, whatever?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page. It's Flossie Lee and the Bettys. So we've got an email contact on there. So, yeah, if you want to reach out, that's a great way to do it.
All right, very good. Upcoming shows other than tonight?
This is what we've got on the books for now.
Okay. And who would you like to see me invite to the show?
Ooh. Stage fright.
Willie Nelson.
Now, if I could pull that off, I'd retire, I think. Once I get Willie in here, I'm done.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you come up with someone, you let me know, okay?
Yeah. Thank you again, Mike.
That's very good. Take care of yourselves, ladies, and maybe I'll see you tonight, okay?
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Once again, Flossie Lee and the Bettys. You can catch them tonight at Rose Music Hall. They'll be playing in between Dave Dernley and River Ghost Review. Going to be great stuff. I appreciate the ladies coming down this morning. And I appreciate y'all listening. We've got a couple minutes left. I will say that we are in the middle of our semi-annual or so pledge drive, and we are looking to raise money for the radio station. You can call us at 874-5676, 573-874-5676, and help us out. Every dollar goes to something important, and we've been doing it here for over 47 years, and we're going to keep doing it, and we do it with your assistance. So that's about all I can say about it. We really need your help. We appreciate all the support. 573-874-5676. And on the web at www.kopn.org.